157.
What?
You can just tell you're hungover.
No, I'm actually not hungover. I did.
Are you really? You seem chiller than usual.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, he seems, usually he starts off this thing that's
hi guys, welcome back to the Bitch Boys. This is Logan Lewis.
I am joined by...
I'm not hungover because I do this thing now where I pop some Advil before I go to bed and I wake up and it feels like I wasn't even hung or didn't even drink.
Caffeine pills in the morning.
And that's great.
Did you even get drunk last night? Yeah, I mean, you were filling it, but I didn't know if you were like over to that level.
I wasn't over to the level, but I was probably borderline. On a scale from 1 to 10. I was probably a 5 or 6. I was I was on the edge of.
Yeah.
I could be really drunk or I could sober up immediately if I needed to.
Yeah, yeah. Like you didn't have that look about you. No. That you were like gone.
The weekend prior, I went really hard at my parents' house. So I told myself that this week I was like, I'm not going to go as hard and I don't want to.
I need to chill.
I need to chill.
Give my liver a break.
Exactly.
People don't even know what we're talking about. This is just the start of the episode.
Joined by Megan and Emily.
Hello.
Hi. You already know I'm here though.
And... yes.
Drinking water.
Yes.
She's going to have to pee halfway through this.
Yes,
again.
She is.
Well, good thing we're taking a break in between pods.
Today we're doing the holiday. That's fun.
Per Emily and I's request, because we were like, Logan, we got to do a rom-com every now and then.
I'm
gotta
cool
throw something in there.
So, The Holiday was released on December 8th, 2006. It was directed by Nancy Myers, also written by Nancy Myers, starring Jude Law, Jack Black, Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, and that's the general movie. Some general facts about the movie, box office-wise. The budget was $85 million, which seems high.
That does seem really high.
But then again, the four A-listers that they got at the time.
Yeah.
That probably takes up for half of it, to be honest.
Yeah. And I mean, especially if they went overseas and actually filmed all this stuff.
Well, that house in L.A. was like...
yeah, for real.
That had to be a pretty penny to use as a set.
Fair.
You know?
I was like, that's my type of house. When she walks in and like all the movies are there, I thought about you and I was like, oh my God, Logan's dream.
I was wondering if they maybe went across the seat or across the pond to film UK. I assume so.
Jude Law is like from there.
They could have just built a film set though and gotten a bunch of
cars.
Yeah,
but that was almost like too beautiful and authentic to just be like a soundstage.
Yeah, true. Opening weekend, it made 12.8.
Fun fact, it was filmed in the UK.
Okay.
Just letting you guys
know. Sweet. Very good. Very good. And then worldwide all-time earnings, $205.8 million.
That actually surprises me.
Yeah, that's a pretty penny.
Like that's like a
pretty
good
big
bit.
Number. Yeah, for sure. That's a large sum of money for a rom-com.
And it's not, I like it, but I like the fact that it earned so much money surprises me because I didn't think it was like, wow.
Yeah, because I feel when I talk to people, they don't really say, like, oh, yeah, I've seen The Holiday.
I hadn't until, like, 2 months
ago. Yeah, because we talked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really liked the movie.
Yeah, general thoughts. You really liked it. What would you give it out of 5?
Like a 4.
Okay. Mm. You too?
Yeah, I think I'd give it a 4, too. It was solid. I mean, like, I watched it more than once.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was cute. You know, it's a rom-com. You know, you kind of know what to expect from them.
And it's like I don't want to say it because the storyline is pretty cliche, but it's kind of a twist. I like how they kind of switch.
Uh-huh.
And that's her brother.
I was like, what a wild thing to do. Yeah. Like, I'm in my feelings. I'm alone. Yeah. I just broke up with my boyfriend. Let me
is that Home
switch.
Exchange is actually a real website. That's
wild.
My trivia thing. You can really do that.
I must not have been paying attention at the beginning because I didn't like realize why they switched. I knew they both like were going through some shit and that they both, for some reason I maybe thought of it, it was like a coincidence that they both just ended up in each other's houses. But going back, I was like, oh yeah, they went on that website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like why they were chatting like back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I still think it's so odd. I would not personally, I wouldn't be like, yeah, just
Is home exchange even a thing now, or do you think Airbnb kind of like took out of business?
I was gonna say it's almost like Airbnb, but it's like, hey, let's just swap for a weekend.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't.
There's like no money involved.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you pay each other for anything, or is it like you are literally living in my home and I am living in yours?
I think it's that.
Personally, I couldn't do it because I don't like people.
Yeah, same.
In my
I wouldn't
space.
Feel. Yeah, I wouldn't I feel know. 100% comfortable knowing that.
No, it'd have to be like a second home. Like I would need a second home that I could use that doesn't have all my things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be like a beach home or like a retirement home or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes my parents like throw out the idea, like, well, we'll just like let our house be like a house people can stay in, and I'm just like, you want people like toying around with our shit? And
where would they go? When they go out of
like,
town,
my parents are like trying to get the fuck out of here. They're trying to. They just went down to Florida for like a week and just like. We're just looking around for places they'll go after my siblings are out of college and after my dad retires.
Yeah,
yeah.
But well, I don't know. I don't know if they've got any truth to it. Because the second I get married or my brother gets married or my
they're
sister gets married
be around.
And there's babies involved, there's no way my mom will want to be far. So I don't know.
Hey, get two houses.
Children are far, far away, but still.
I would advise that for everyone at
this
table.
Well, your dad's young, too.
Yeah, he just turned 50.
Yeah, so he's probably not going to retire for a minute.
No, I think he can retire.
Because he's been on holder for a really long time.
Yeah.
When I listened to that episode.
20, 25 years almost. Yeah. He will have been there for like 35 years by the time he retires.
Yeah.
Well, just a commitment. Shouts to you for one company for 35 years.
Yeah.
Big shouts.
That's wild.
Okay. What age the best?
Wait, no. I have to give my thoughts. I thought
Logan
it was fine.
It.
So I turned it on Friday night. Jordan and I started the first 45 minutes or so. And like at one point he looked at me and was just like, is this as shitty as I think it is? And I was like, yeah. I said, fuck this movie. And but I was like, nope, I can't say fuck this movie. I got to watch it. He's like, wow, you're so committed. And I was like, you know what? I watch so much shitty shit and I watch... or listen to so much shitty shit for this podcast, I'm just going to say fuck it and let Megan and Emily talk about it. So I turned it off and was like, that's it. I'm just going to look it up on Wikipedia. And I woke up the next morning and I was like laying in bed feeling lazy. It's before we ran any errands for yesterday. So I was like, I'm going to throw it on. I got like an hour left. And I threw it on and watched the rest. And I genuinely like how it turned out. I think the latter half of the movie was better than the first half because the first half is just filled with all of the backstory and the setup. But once like they start to get acquainted with Jude Law and Jack Black, I was like, okay, so I'm starting to kind of feel this out. For a second, I was wondering what kind of role Jack Black was even playing because at the beginning of the movie, you see that he's with the girl. And then, you know, when Kate Winslet moves to L.A., she like starts hitting up that old dude. And I was like, is this what Kate Winslet's relationship's going to be? Is she going to be with this old dude? So I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I liked it. I'm glad I gave it another shot.
I really can't believe you disliked it that much in the beginning.
I just
to
was like
turn it off and be like, F this, Megan and Emily's got it.
I was just confused. Like, maybe I just wasn't paying attention well enough, and that damn well could be the case.
Probably.
But I don't know. I said, you know what? I'm done with this bullshit.
What's like a rom? Do you watch a lot of rom-coms?
I like a good rom-com.
Okay, so
I do.
Like, what's of like a rom-com that you've really
all-time
enjoyed?
Rom-coms? Got to be The Proposal.
Love okay. That.
We
got to
do that one at some point.
Okay.
That's an
that's
all-timer.
My favorite.
That's okay. A great yeah. Rom-com. Sleepless in Seattle.
That's a
classic
one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not like the rom-com is not like the genre that you go to. Like if you're sitting here on a Friday night and like Catherine's busy, your boys are busy and you want to put on a movie
for yourself.
You're not going to go to the rom-com section of Netflix.
Honestly, it depends on the cast. If I would have never seen this and we weren't doing this for Binge Boys and I saw on Netflix like Jack Black, Cameron Diaz,
well,
Kate Winslet,
yeah.
I would have been like, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why we thought it might be good for you. Yeah. Like, we might be able to, like, convince you to watch it because of Jack Black solely, because we know you love him.
I love Jack Black.
He's
and we'll
it was
get to
honestly
that.
A really stellar cast.
Yeah. It was. I was worried at about Jack Black going in because I was this is Kung Fu Panda. This is
School of Rock.
This is Tenacious D.
It put him in a different light.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's made
one of
him
the most
a romantic lead. It's like what they did with Bill Hader and Trainwreck with Amy Schumer, because I would have never been like
Amy Schumer.
Bill Hader.
I would have been like Bill Hader. But then after that movie, I was like,
Bill Hader.
Did you end up watching Barry?
Kind of a daddy. No.
Barry's good. Bill Hader's a great actor. Underappreciated. But yeah, like you just said,
like it puts you in a different light.
I never seen Trainwrecked.
It's cute. I would say watch it. It really
we could do it at some point. I like Bill Hader a lot.
If you don't like Amy Schumer though, it's like peak Amy Schumer's comedy. Like it's like literally everything that
Amy Schumer's ever done.
A
joke stealer.
Look, I'm not a fan of Amy Schumer, but I thought it was like all right.
I've heard she's great in it, so I do want to check it out at some point.
I just like when Emily Ratajkowski is like, I'm fat, and she's like, bitch, what? Like the most gorgeous woman on the planet. Yeah.
I thought, and also random John Krasinski in it for like 5 minutes, the movie editor. And what's funny is like he came on and Jordan was like, it's Jim. And like he just makes the same facial expressions that Jim makes in The Office. And I was like, wow, John Krasinski is never going to be able to escape Jim.
I think he did.
Once he bulked up and he started being in like action movies and shit, like Jack Ryan.
And like, what was the one with the deaf kid?
Quiet Place.
That one.
Still
that's
waiting
not
on
Jim.
That one. That's true. That's
one
a completely
like
different guy.
That's like not Jim at all.
And then with the rumors of him being Mr. Fantastic in the Marvel universe, please. And give us Emily Blunt as Mrs. But we'll talk about that another time. Yeah, we'll go eight. What age the best here? What do you think, Emily? What age the best here? I don't have a great answer.
Yeah. I almost want to say, like, the cast, because I think they just kept getting better. And, like, I still enjoyed their acting. Like, I think it was good acting. But, like, you know, the plot line is cliche. The movie, there's been a million of them. So
I liked how, I don't even know if I even wrote this down, but I liked how, since it was a like movie sort of centered movie, and you know, she did the music for movies and they did all that stuff. I liked the narration.
Oh,
where it was like, oh my God, what was one?
It was like, one of them was like,
it's like the Mr. Movie Fun guy. Yeah, like it was like, I thought that was cute because it kind of was like making fun of itself.
Yeah.
In a way, and it was sort of bringing light to the fact that rom-coms can be super cliche and stupid.
Yeah.
I took it like as like, so she, if I'm getting this right, she owns the company that makes movie trailers.
Yeah.
So, is that a thing, or don't studios do in-house movie trailers now? Maybe things were different back then.
I mean,
I
it was
know.
2006. True. So it could have been really different.
So I just took that as like, she is working with movie trailers so much that like her everyday life is almost narrated by the movie trailer guy.
Yeah.
Like
her name was like Amanda
this morning for breakfast.
Yeah. Amanda still couldn't cry. It was making fun of it. And then I've also said Mr. Brightside.
Oh
the
yeah.
Best because I mean, you put that song on a bar with like a bunch of drunk people.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
That's like you're almost, like, yeah. It's almost like Don't Stop Believing level. Like you're going to get people in the bar singing to Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, true. I put Cameron Diaz. She looks amazing there, and she looks amazing now.
Yeah, and she quit acting.
She's got a really, like, girl next door, really American type of beauty.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, like, Megan Fox, drop-dead gorgeous, you know, the dark hair, blue eyes, like, exotic looking.
She looks like an everyday mom. Like, you could.
She's got a big mouth.
She's
every time I
mouth.
Watch her act, I'm just like, she's like. Yee.
And I love Kate Winslet too, though.
Kate Winslet's great. So
Kate
I guess you could say the cast
stand.
Age the best.
Yeah, I mean, I said Jack Black because pure gem of a man. You know that WAP video was everything.
Well, you see, for me, what aged the worst? I don't have a great answer, but I thought of something as we were talking here. So I'll say what I said originally was Jack Black, because he is, I feel like he tries so hard to like be serious, but then there's the few scenes where he's like doing the Jack Black thing where he's like making the music with his mouth and he's like, you know, doing the Jack Black thing, and his fucking eyebrow is like this the whole movie.
Or when like they're playing the piano and making the little jingle for Artie.
And he's clearly not playing the piano.
Well, also, like, I felt like that was actually, like, a real ad-libbed moment where, like, they start being, like, doo-doo-doo. Like, where they start doing that, I feel like that was actually, okay, we just need you to fill, like, 45 seconds of this scene with shit.
I assumed a lot of the Jack Black stuff when he was, like, just acting, like, out, like, just, he was being himself. But they were like, all right, we're going to keep rolling. Like, in the Jack Black, or in the Blockbuster scene, they probably were just like, go grab a couple movies and do something fun with
it. I have a trivia fact about the Blockbuster scene.
Okay, bet. But I also could say what Age of the Worst is the title.
Blockbuster.
The holiday.
Yeah, kind of corny.
They
kind of
come up with or something.
I guess it makes sense, though. They are on holiday.
And it is over the course of a holiday.
Yeah, I feel like it's because, like, you know, overseas they call it holiday. They don't call it a vacation.
True, that's
true. They call it
holiday.
We're going on a holiday.
I thought it was weird at the beginning where they said Happy Christmas in England, but that's what they say in England is Happy Christmas. And I was like, ooh, I don't like that. But okay. Bet, Megan, you got some trivia?
Yep.
Cool. Let's hear
Okay. This is actually like relating to the Blockbuster scene. First off, on an episode of The Tonight Show, Dustin Hoffman said that his cameo in the film was unplanned and not scripted. He was driving by the Blockbuster video shown in the film and saw all the cameras and equipment, so he decided to stop in and see what was happening. Because he knew writer and director Nancy Myers, they worked up a scene which ultimately made the final cut. So that was sort of like an ad lib, like, oh shit, Dustin Hoffman wants to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
So you can't be like, nah, fam.
Didn't he grab the movie that starred Dustin
Hoffman?
The
Graduate.
Yeah.
Cameron
the
Diaz.
That had me dead.
Yeah.
That really
that's like
had
the
me dead.
Movie that made Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz claims this movie is her most physical due to all the running she had to do. Girl, running in hills in the snow.
Okay. I was wondering.
Woo-wee.
Have you ever seen The Other Woman? It's got Cameron Diaz. She did quite a bit of running in that one, too.
Leslie Mann does, like, more physical comedy.
That's fair.
That,
she really be going crazy.
Okay, Kate Winslet and Rufus Sewell. Sorry if I'm pronouncing his name wrong.
Is that the
You're
old
never going to hear this. Who play Iris and Jasper. Previously had a romance. So the one that she
had the thing with, that got engaged at the party.
Okay.
She's looking at his book and everything, the one she's pining after.
Yeah.
They previously in real life
also,
had a romance.
Him,
so that's weird when you have to like pine after someone that you're like used to actually.
What dude that's engaged is just like flying to America to surprise his side piece.
Someone who is confused and should not be getting engaged.
Facts. So the website Iris and Amanda use to exchange houses is actually a real website called homeexchange.com. Shouts to them. Don't know if they actually exist anymore. And that's really all the trivia I have for The Holiday. It was kind of slim pickings. I think that I also saw that the four of them, Nancy Myers was like, I want these four in this movie. I think they'd be perfect. So...
That's very interesting.
She's done a lot of rom-coms. I mean, she is like the rom-com queen.
Is she really?
Queen.
Let me look at her.
Like, look at all the movies she's like written and directed. She like...
Oh, yeah. She's got...
Yeah.
And all of her movie posters look the same.
Yeah.
Jack and Diane, Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah.
It's Complicated with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
The Intern with De Niro and Anne Hathaway. Yeah, she's got a lot of shit under her belt.
Yeah, she's very popular in like the.
It's complicated.
I don't want to say corny, but like in the corny sort of.
Yeah, I already said that. Whoops.
Feel good movie.
You know, when I first watched this movie, I got really confused between what's her face's brother and Jasper.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
I was like, why is Jasper showing up at her door and telling this lady that, like, he's her brother? I was just, like, really confused. I had to go back and, like, rewatch because I was like, what is going on?
I was confused, too, because they look very similar.
They do.
They both have the dark hair that's both kind of curly.
Like, she's going to be really upset that she's dating Jasper now.
Rufus is not cute. Jude Law is, like,
But they the look similar.
The perfect man. Like, he's trash. Is he? We don't support Jude Law.
I don't know what the problem is with Jude Law.
Remember, he was married to Sienna Miller. He cheated on her with the babysitter, with, like, the nanny. That was, like, the whole scandal back, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, didn't Schwarzenegger, Ben Affleck,
the list goes on. Schwarzenegger had a baby outside of wedlock with a nanny, but he's just a trash of a man, and so can't support him, but he is nice to look at.
I just, from at first glance in the movie. On, at first glance in the movie, I was like, you are the same people. What's happening? And it really confused me. And so I had to, like, rewind and be like, this isn't what's happening. Because I was like, she's really about to date this girl's crush who she's, like, pining for. And she's in America. She didn't, so.
Yeah. Shouts to her. Best scenes. I wrote down a few. Because over the course of the movie, I was like, there's some really good scenes here. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, I think it was good acting on Cameron Diaz's part Kate Winslet's part for when the engagement got announced, like at their company holiday party or whatever.
Yeah, what a wild thing to announce.
She was a mess.
Yeah, she was.
What woman hasn't been in that situation?
Of where you're
at a holiday party?
Someone and
just
they get
where
engaged.
You're like, it's like having the rug pulled out from under you. Like you know you're not like in the best romantic situation, but it's like.
Yeah, he was just in her office 5 minutes prior telling her that he secretly still loves her and she gave him a gift.
And then if you don't talk about it, don't begin. Listen,
and then she didn't know. He didn't have the audacity to say, hey, by the way, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
She found out with everyone else.
Yeah.
No. Ooh, not it. I also put driving on the wrong side of the road.
That was hilarious. So funny.
That would be
that
me.
That really had me dead.
That would be me. I'd be like, I've never driven on this side before, but we're going to give it a shot.
As she was driving, I was like, how do you, like, I couldn't even really comprehend in my mind how you drive on the other side of the road.
This is going to be real ignorant American of me, but they don't drive on the other side of the road in Italy.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
I'm sorry. That's real ignorant.
So they drive on our side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's weird because it's Europe.
AKA the correct side.
But it's like, wild because I was like, girl, that'd be me.
Yeah.
No. I'd be like.
And with how thin those roads are too, like those backcountry roads.
Track trailers going down there. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's about to take my mirror off. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also put the three-way call scene when Kate's on the phone. Or no, like when they're like,
how
is he?
She's like, you had sex with him?
Yeah.
And she's like, still me? Like that
she's
scene
like,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like, still me?
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, I've lost him. The Blockbuster scene I thought was awesome. The scene where she broke up with Jasper. Sorry, one more. The scene where she broke up with Jasper. That was great when she was just like,
liberated woman.
Yep,
yeah.
Essentially like, you may have spent thousands of dollars to fly over here, but bye, boy.
Take your book and
honestly,
shove it up your ass.
Good for her. Screw him.
And then finally, like, the Screen Guild Awards or whatever, when everybody stood up and applauded when the guy came in. I was like,
crying.
Oh, my God, I want to cry.
And he went up the steps.
And he, like, jogged up the steps. I was like, oh, man, shouts to him.
It's like single tear rolled down my eye. It was so cute.
You already mentioned mine, but this is how passionate I was about it because you have to understand, like, I just recently watched The Office a few months ago.
Mm.
So for best scene, it literally is an all caps John Krasinski cameo.
Really?
Yeah. And then any scene with a narration.
Did you tell me? Oh, no. Catherine, also, shouts to her for finding it on YouTube TV for free versus I was about to, like, buy it on Amazon.
I watched it on yours.
Use my Plex.
I watched it on her Plex.
Oh, well, either way, YouTube TV had it for free.
Oh, okay.
And Catherine was like, John Krasinski's in this? And I got excited because I was like, oh my God, John Krasinski's going to have like a small-time role in this.
A lot smaller
than I thought.
That was, I think, when he was like, because I talked to this about Joe because we were watching like one of the scenes from like the later episodes of The Office. It was like season 9. And it was when John Krasinski started, like,
getting hot.
He trimmed his hair. He was sort of styling it more. He lost this kind of, like, chub that he had in his belly. And I think this was also around the time that he was sort of picking up more on movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it was small things, like, he's also in another rom-com. I don't remember the name of it, but it has the girl who was in Once Upon a Time.
Mm. Sneaky
where he
good
plays,
show.
Where he plays sort of like the friend.
For the first couple seasons. Then it gets weird.
So.
I'll say my one of my favorite scenes, aside from all of those, is when Kate Winslet is driving and she sees the old man. She's like, do you need a ride home? And he's like, do you know where I live? And she goes, yeah. And it's just like.
He's like, well, that makes
I'm
one of
like,
us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
and
God.
I was like, well how did she know where he lives? Like, I think yeah, it was yeah, just yeah. like really funny to me. I love their whole relationship.
I
thought
do
it was
too.
So cute.
It was very sweet.
I liked him.
Very heartwarming. Yeah.
What was the word he used? Gumption or something?
Something like that. Something. Also, so the Office started in 2005 and this came out in 2006. So you got to assume maybe she saw the first season of The Office and was like, he'd be great for a background guy. Or yeah. he auditioned and she was like, oh my God, I saw you in The Office and I enjoyed it or something, yeah. you know?
Can you read these five lines that
yes.
you have?
Can you just do your best to play a guy who looks like he edits movies all day?
Yeah, well.
Or trailers?
And I didn't realize it until I watched it. I was like, oh, I was like, this might be another thing that like sort of keeps Logan hooked into this is that it centered around the movie business. And I was like, oh, like you have a movie trailer maker, you have someone that makes soundtracks for movies. I was like, this might like hook Logan in a little bit. I was worried. I was very worried.
My main problem with the movie is that the movie spends a considerable amount of time focusing on the relationship between Cameron Diaz and Jude Law, which is fine. But, like, they kind of, like, shoehorned Kate Winslet and Jack Black there in the end. Like, she was focusing on her relationship with the old dude the whole movie, and then all of a sudden, like, last 20 minutes, Jack Black's like, oh, my girlfriend dumped me, she was cheating on me, and now I want you.
I think that that's more natural, though, because I think it was, like, a slow build to that, because they didn't go into, like,
that's
hanging
true.
Out with each other as, like, romantic.
Yeah.
There was nothing romantic. It was sort of like once she was able to let go of Jasper, she was able to sort of see Jack Black in a different light and be like, hey, mm-hmm. I'd like to spend my time with him.
And I forgot to mention it when we talked about the blockbuster scene, but some pretty good acting on Jack Black's part when he saw her out there holding hands with the other guy and yeah. you could see the look on his face.
Yeah.
That was pretty good acting, Jack Black.
He's a good actor.
He is.
He should like
sneaky good.
He should play like a psychopath in a movie.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz?
Yes. It's a great
yeah,
one.
With
Jason.
Yeah.
yeah,
and it'd been a minute since I saw it, and when I got to the end, I was like, Jack Black is
yeah,
in this
yeah, yeah.
too?
He's the porn guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give it back to you. Yeah.
Why is Jack so Black funny. Just in like just random movies sprinkled out?
He really is.
Because he's great. Because
if I'm a director, I'm like, all right, great cast, but we need Jack Black at some point in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best part of Jumanji.
Even if he's playing himself. Like,
I forgot
like,
he was in Jumanji too.
He's the best part of Jumanji because like, Kevin Hart gets on my nerves. The Rock is like, okay, we get it. You're like muscular. And Jack Black is playing like a teenage girl. It's freaking hilarious.
Have you seen the second Jumanji?
Yes. And not as good.
Did not like
not
that
as
one.
Good.
I fell asleep.
You know what my other favorite scenes is? Mm. When Cameron Diaz is like throwing what her little boothangs things out the window.
Oh,
she's like,
yeah.
She's like, just tell me the truth. I won't be mad. And he's like,
fine.
Yeah. And then she was like, ah! And I was like, yeah, that's the real, that's the real emotion.
That is a therapy issue though. Anyone listening that physically cannot cry, you should seek counsel.
Seriously.
Cause.
Get your eyes checked maybe.
Yeah. Like, are you producing tears? I thought that was a serious thing, but maybe that's because I cry about literally anything and everything. So
this might be a stupid question, and maybe I'm a bad friend for not knowing this, but do you wear contacts?
Yeah. I have, like, shit vision. Like,
so do I. I've never seen you in glasses, though.
Well, also, because my glasses lens are, like, this thick.
Oh, dude, same.
It's
these are just blue-light glasses, but my glasses, like...
They aren't that thick.
Mine?
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Like
mine are real. I'm like, you could literally.
They used to not fit the frame, and the lens would be sticking out. Like,
yeah. If I had my contacts out right now, as far as that water cup is, and it says Simply Southern, if I didn't have contacts in, I couldn't read the cup.
I would not be able to read any of that text on that Starbucks cup
I'm,
right there.
I'm blind.
Yeah.
Like, same.
When my doctor, when I go to the eye doctor, he's like, "Well, your vision is still shit, but at least it's not getting worse."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Thanks."
I'm like, "Hey,
oh,
praise the Lord."
Mine goes like this, and how it's getting like. Worse and then it gets better.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
and I was like, I ate carrots as a kid. That was a damn lie.
I love baby carrots, but
well, you know, they're like, it helps with your eyesight.
I want LASIK so bad.
Yeah.
It's so much money, but speaking on the surgery end of it, it's a 5-second procedure.
And the fact
And you
that,
have
like,
to redo it.
And
like 20 years after. Yeah, it's not like a one-time thing.
No,
usually.
And your eyesight in general, even if you get it done, so like you're 24, your eyesight's going to start deteriorating at 50. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to get it, you need to get it done
now.
Soon.
Yeah.
Because like someone like that's in there, like someone that's 45 that says, hey, I want LASIK, it's kind of pointless because
your eyesight's going to get worse.
It's going to get shit. So like if you're going to do it now.
I want to do it now.
But it's a 5-second procedure because you're awake during
this. Yes. Which is insane to me.
It's like, oh my god, what is that?
No, but it's fine. It's literally like cut done.
Yeah, my boss had it done and he said it changed his life. Mm-hmm. Just because like
I can't imagine waking up and being able to see.
I know.
Every time Aaron's over and he wakes up and he like shows me something, I'm like, hold on, I need my glasses. And he's like laughing at me and I'm like, what's it like to wake up and be able to see?
When my contacts come out at night, I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do anything because I'm not putting those things back in.
I usually hate wearing my glasses, but like last night I wore my glasses because I know it'd be a late night.
Yeah.
And I hate driving at night with my contacts in.
I don't let anybody see me in glasses because it's not.
I don't really care.
I gave up at some point.
Yeah,
after
I'm
I got
just
contacts,
like.
I was like, this is the best version of myself. But then, like, after a while, I was like.
This is the best version of me.
Whatever.
Yeah, but glasses, like, same with you. You guys have, like, glasses faces. Like, it fits your face. I look like a loser.
It's proportionate to your body, though. Again. Like, at least it's not a big head that's disproportionate to your body.
Yeah.
I got a big-ass head. My mom's head is, like, teeny tiny, and my head's, like, larger because my dad's got a large head. And so when I'm standing next to her, I'm like.
Shout out to Sarah. Her sister had a baby, and his head. Sarah, if I'm getting this wrong, I'm sorry. I know you listen to this. His head was, like, in the 98th percentile of.
Oh, all right.
He was literally all head.
Did she have a C-section?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He was, like, 10 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All head. Okay, best quote.
I don't really have one besides don't blow away.
I like all the narrations. I know those aren't, like, really quotes.
Yeah, where he goes, this season, find out what Amanda doesn't have.
I thought it was really cute how the whole movie kind of played on the don't blow away thing. Because even at the point where...
The Santa Ana wins.
Because Kate Winslet at one point, she's sad that Jack Black decided to ditch her to go try to make amends with his old girlfriend or whatever.
Fuck Jack Black for that.
Fuck him for that, by the way. He's like, really? You don't mind? I was like, oh, dude, she totally minds.
That
was kind of hypocritical, though. That was kind of hypocritical.
I liked that
she was reading
the movie didn't directly say it, but when she got home that night and she was like shutting the blinds, she saw the wind blowing really fast outside.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, oh, she's thinking back to when he said don't blow away to her.
My favorite quote in the thing is where she's at the grocery store. When she gets into town and she buys all like alcohol and like snack foods and like candy, like typical like post breakup bullshit food. And the lady at the cash register goes, someone's having a party tonight. And she chugs a bottle of wine and says, oh yeah. And I was like, who cannot relate to that once again? Like,
that's another thing about the whole home swapping thing. So if you're home swapping or Airbnb in general, you're just. Like, if I'm renting my house out to be an Airbnb, do I stock the pantry? Or is that the responsibility of the person that is renting?
Well, I think since it's a true, like, it's not an Airbnb, you're not really accommodating them in any sort of thing. I think since it's a true home exchange, whatever you have in your pantry, whatever clean towels you have, everything... That's now their responsibility for however long. And they were over there for a while.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
two or three weeks?
Yeah.
I was like, damn,
that's
must be nice to take a two or 3 week vacation.
But that's a lot.
I will say in like Europe and things like that, they get wild amount of time off. Like in Italy, they get the entire month of August off for festivals.
They value.
They are like,
personal
have your leisure time.
Downtime.
Yes.
Yeah, but they have.
Yeah.
A monarchy.
They value the people's personal time more than the United States is like, you get 3 days a year.
Yeah, that's your dad died. You better be back at work tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Catherine gets 3 days off the entire school year.
Isn't she a teacher, though?
Yeah, so she gets a whole summer off and she gets breaks. But still, like, again, if your dad dies,
yeah, okay.
You better use your 1 day to go to the funeral and better be back at school the next day because you never know if you're going to be sick and you need to use another one of those days.
Yeah, I remember when my aunt died and we had to go to South Carolina. My admin gave me such shit that I had to take 2 days back to back to go up there. And I was like, sorry, like, it's my aunt.
Hey, if you're I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you're an employer and you give your employees hell about taking time off because of a death in the family, go fuck yourself.
Or simply just being sick. Like, guess what COVID has taught us?
When I was in fifth grade, like a long time ago, but one of the teachers, because we had like 3 fifth grade teachers, and one of them, her dad died, and she had like saved up all of these vacation time, vacation days, and she took off like a month.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you deserve it. You can't.
Yeah.
Especially being a teacher, like, you can't take care of your students or simply do your job if you feel like shit. I mean, that's not just a teacher. That's everything.
This might be an ignorant statement, too. But if you're a teacher.
He's about to offend the teacher community.
Girlfriend's about to never talk to him again.
She is going to attack me for this statement. So just prep yourself, Catherine. Take this with a grain of salt.
Don't listen.
Catherine,
turn it off right now. Catherine,
I was a teacher for 6 years, sweetie, so I will defend your honor. I promise.
I'm trying to say this in the least insulting way possible.
Okay, be careful.
So you're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take like a situation like that. Maybe your mom dies and you got to travel to like California and you live in New Jersey. There's no way you're going to make that in 3 days. When in terms of like getting there, funeral, getting back.
Yeah.
Logistically, 3 days is not enough.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Can't you just get a fucking sub? It's not like your doctor's out. It's like, better get a sub.
You have to get a sub.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why is the school system going to bitch at you so much when they could just get a fucking sub?
The time that you have with your students. So think about this. You have what you do for your job. Okay. Sure. You have someone come in because you have to take off who has no idea what you do, who's never done it before, who's literally just there to fill a seat, and you have to tell them, hey, good luck wrangling these 30 fifth graders for the next week.
I get that.
Here are my lesson plans. I know you don't know anything about the Civil War, but you have to try to teach it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Having a sub is like, it's basically bullshit busy work because they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not legally obligated to teach children because they don't have a certificate. So
is a sub somebody who goes to school for teaching?
No. So all you have to do
I could go be a sub.
Yeah, all you have to do is have a high school education.
Shit, really? I'm going to be a sub.
All you have to do is literally you go in.
One of my best friends, when I was looking for a job, she was like, you could be a sub. And I was like,
I mean, I don't want to say it's easy money, but it's $100 a day.
Dude, I'd be like Jack Black in School of Rock. I'd be like, just have recess.
Well, that's basically, I mean, that's what a sub is. And your admin gets pissed off because you're taking actual learning time away from them. Because you have a sub, they're just there to fucking hand the kids worksheets and try to keep them contained for the 7 hours a day.
So the holiday.
Tangent.
The last little bullet point I said is that there's no sequels. However, I would not mind revisiting these characters again.
They would have to do it in a good way, not like a corny.
I don't want them to like go the holidays, like or something like.
But it's gonna be
Lil Nas X holiday place in the background.
It would be some corny shit, like both of them are pregnant at the same time.
Look, it's been too long.
Yeah,
it's been almost 15 years.
Well, Cameron Diaz doesn't act anymore.
Yeah,
she came
like,
out like this year and said she quit acting.
I didn't. I missed that.
Isn't she a mom now?
Yeah,
that's probably why.
With one of the Madden brothers from, what was that? Good Charlotte.
Interesting.
Like, think about Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte's.
Yeah, because the other one has Nicole Richie.
Wow.
Not a fan of Nicole Richie. I know that's not what we're talking about, but
I know who that is?
Simple Life with Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Her dad's Lionel Richie. But she's a babe now. She doesn't look like how she did on Simple Life anymore.
Okay.
She's cute.
You got to think if your dad's Lionel Richie, you're not going to have a very hard life.
No. And that's not even his real kid. She's adopted because she's like Peruvian or something.
Wow.
Yeah. The one that dated Scott Disick is really his daughter, though.
So the holiday.
So the holiday.
No, that was great. Do you have more, any thoughts? Or we can close this epi out if you want.
I think if you are looking for a holiday movie and you want something that's like cute and charming and doesn't really involve a lot of brain cells.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I've got a great question for the two of you.
That's my follow up.
The premise of the movie is the house swap and the romances that ensue. However, it takes place during Christmas. Is this a Christmas movie? I say no. Because the Christmas movie argument, in my eyes, personally, I think if Christmas itself is a central plot point, then it's a Christmas movie. So Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
So is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes, because his family was out of town for Christmas.
I think...
ish. They're traveling for the holidays.
I think that it does kind of center around Christmas in that she was like, I don't want to be in my house alone on Christmas. I'm going to go elsewhere.
And they hung out on Christmas Eve. They made it like a point to talk about. It's Christmas Eve. It's going to be New Year's. Let's do something for New Year's.
Yeah. Okay.
So I,
you could say it's a holiday movie.
I think it's, I think it could go either way. Yeah. I think it depends on the person. Personally, I think it is a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Like, I'd put it in the Christmas movie category.
Even if it's not a quote-unquote Christmas movie, it still sort of gives you Christmas cozy vibes.
Yes.
You could still
everyone's
watch
in sweaters.
Everyone's, it's their snow.
Yeah, the ending scene, they're all dancing and having, like, wine by the fireplace.
Yeah,
stockings
like, so
are on the
fire. It might not be a, it's not Frosty the frickin' Snowman, but it's like, okay, it's a good movie to watch around Christmas.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Like,
I wouldn't
could
watch
you, like,
this
I would not watch this
in July.
No, like, you could, because that's, but it's not, it's a, I think it's a Christmas movie.
Yes, okay, I could, she said it great, I could be swayed either way. It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like,
I think if they didn't, if they weren't like, it is Christmas Eve, I am leaving for Christmas, Christmas, like if they just had the decorations,
then it's just
I'd
a
be
winter
like,
movie.
No, it's just like a holiday, you know.
Because some people are like out here saying Batman Returns is a Christmas movie, but it just takes place over the course of December.
That's a whole nother, like, 45-minute, is this a Christmas movie, is this not podcast.
Like, is a hot dog, or is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
No. Is
but
it?
What is it, though?
Yeah, what is
it's
it,
it's a hot
then?
Dog. It's its own thing.
But if you look at a, if you go to a restaurant and you look at a menu, they don't have a hot dog section, they have a sandwich section. Ooh, it's like sandwiches and more, and then
I
hot
like,
dog is
it's,
underneath
it's
that section.
And more.
Yeah, so like, what is it?
It's like, I don't know.
Is it meat between two buns?
Is it
sandwich?
How do you define a sandwich? Because
a
meat
between two
bread.
Buns, yeah,
meat
like
between bread, then
and technically that's meat between bread.
Yeah.
Except
well, except for when the
bun busts open at the bottom.
Oh,
and
that's
you're
the
like,
worst.
And you have all these toppings on it. And just
you're
crumbles.
At a
you lived in Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Portillo's?
Yeah.
The best hot dogs.
Great hot dogs.
They're opening one in Michigan.
Oh.
In the spring. And I text my brother. I said,
why
I'm
do I like low
flight.
Key want a hot dog?
I really
now.
Wish there was right? a really good hot dog place right around the corner from here. Back when I worked at Holder, we would go like every Friday.
Yeah.
It was called Barker's, I think. God, it was so good. There's actually a really good place up in Kennesaw for hot dogs. It's only open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays. Like, you can't go on the weekend. Very small.
I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's by the train tracks.
Yeah, it's by the hospital.
Yes. Sure.
You guys suck.
every time I say yes, in
no,
rapid succession,
like,
I think of Emily.
Me too, even like, I'm like, yeah.
I think of Emily.
Aaron introduced me to Community, and so we watched it together. So now every time he annoys me, I'm like, yeah, cool.
Do you know that Childish Gambino is Donald Glover?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know Donald Glover
is Childish Gambino. Yes, I do.
So the holiday.
Yeah, sorry. No. We keep going off.
We literally talked about hot dogs.
Teaching. Logan called his girlfriend out.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Catherine. Yeah, I agree. If you want a holiday movie, I suppose, to throw on during this time.
Yeah, it's just cute. It's just a feel-good movie.
It's
like,
a feel-good.
If you don't want to watch that like claymation
shit. It'll probably make you cry.
Yeah,
it just makes you feel good. It's just a feel-good movie. That's how Nancy Meyers movies are. They just make you feel warm
I know
inside.
We don't do half points in the Binge Boys, but I'd go three and a half.
Did you give your rating? You didn't. Did you?
I'll put it in the sheet.
Okay.
Three and a half out of five.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
I would suggest that you. I told you to watch this with Catherine, not with Jordan. That also might have like made the vibe a little
Catherine
different.
Catherine probably would have liked it.
She loves it.
Oh, she's seen it.
Okay.
She watched it before
I was
going
to say like
then
you.
She's definitely
she
the one.
I told you like
it
for a date
it.
Night to watch yeah. it with her.
Well, we would have watched
Jordan.
It if she wouldn't have started not feeling well. So I'm staying away.
Yeah. But when she's better,
yes,
you know, I really do think like you'll probably enjoy it more because she enjoys it.
Yeah,
we'll sprinkle a rom-com in every now and then, so yeah. it gives you and Catherine an excuse.
We're just planning their date nights.
Yeah,
is
we're just
what's
like
happening.
On a Friday night. They need a movie. Logan's like, "Well, I have to watch this rom-com,"
and she's like, "Oh, okay."
That's what my
editor. You're not watching Star Wars or Ace Ventura for the 800th time, or Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know if she's seen Ace Ventura. And if she hasn't, then we
Joe hasn't.
Ooh, really? Joe hasn't seen anything.
Dumb and Dumber, never seen it.
You haven't made
really
him watch
good
it?
Friends.
You haven't made Joe watch Dumb and Dumber?
Mm-mm.
We're going to do Dumb and Dumber at some point. I hope you
know. I'll make him watch it then. I made him watch Toy Story. I made him watch Jurassic Park. To
How
which
do you make someone watch Toy Story? That's one of the greatest animated films.
No, he loved Toy Story, but I'm saying, like, I made
oh,
it a plan. I was like,
it.
we're watching this together. Like, I don't care. But. When I made him watch Jurassic Park, that was actually had to make him watch. I just had an hour and a half of, do you think dinosaurs are actually real?
Oh, my God. Is Joe a dinosaur downer?
No, he's not a dinosaur downer. He's not a flat earther. He believes we've been on the moon, I guess, but he just likes to fuck with
me.
Yeah.
Do you?
Believe we've been on the earth.
Tune in for Logan's next podcast, Conspiracy Theories.
Honestly, that would be so much fun, but I don't know.
I told him if he does that, though, he should like make it a part of whatever I want.
Yeah, that would be fun to do just like a conspiracy episode.
Yeah,
like
make it your last
people.
Episode. Yeah, make it your last
that'd be fun.
Episode once a month.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
I don't hate that.
I mean,
tuned.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
that's his entire fucking podcast. That and DMT.
What the hell is DMT?
It's like drug that like you take and like totally changes everything.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, bro, do you think aliens are real? Elon Musk, you want to hit this?
Oh, God.
Aliens are real.
No, 100% they are.
Elon Musk is wild.
Okay,
he
we can't.
He named his kid like 47.
It's next. After
it's
a plane.
It's a serial number. Yes,
no,
it is after
a plane.
I
looks like a Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, it's wild.
Seriously, though. Okay, sorry.
Okay, guys, holiday. Yeah. Turn it on if you want a nice holiday, little date night.
Easy
movie
watch.
Night.
Easy
watch.
Watch.
Just get through that first 30 minutes. And
it is kind of a slow build.
Yeah.
But they got to set
but
it
once
up.
It gets into it, it's a really solid.
Solid movie.
Solid movie. Yeah. So there you go. There's the holiday. Follow Binge Boys Podcast, rate and review on Apple, and subscribe everywhere else. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.